handle the truth.
I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is It's April 12th. It's a Friday, 2024. Well, again, we make up whatever day we want, whatever time we want. Doesn't really matter as long as we all just stay under control. You know, guys, let's make some simple observations here with each other for a second. What is going on in my brain is so infinitely interesting, necessary. What do we want to call it here? What is going on in my brain is so necessary that the federal government, in the trillions of dollars that they're blowing on everything from fences that we put up and take back down to streets we close to DC this, DC that, Guantanamo Bay this, Guantanamo Bay that, all these things. We are $35 trillion in debt. 20% of the working stiffs in America are federal, state, county, city employees. It is so important for my government, who is killing babies worldwide, who is spending inordinate amounts of money and time and energy figuring out ways to kill each other. We're not good with, hey, I have two hands and I can strangle the life out of you. Or, hey, there's this piece of rock and I can throw this rock and hit you in the head and kill you. That's not good enough. Oh, now I got a knife. Oh, I can stab you with that and watch all your guts come out of you. Oh, I can shoot you with a bow and arrow. Or I can shoot you with a gun. Or I can shoot you with a missile. Or I can shoot you with a bomb. Or now I can shoot you with a laser. And all we're doing is just killing each other? That's not even the worst of it. So what goes on between the two eardrums in my brain here, the two cochleas that go in with these fine little hairs that pick up the vibration, the noise, and those things, and it goes on to a nerve ending, and that nerve ending goes into the brain, and the brain then comprehends the different fluctuations of vibration. That what is in between there, that gray fatty matter, what is inside of there is so, so important to my federal government, to my fellow man, that my police department, sheriff's department, state police, federal FBI, and all the 20 different intelligent agencies that you pay for to watch you, just got a little pat on the old butt. Poop, poop, poop. Little pat on the old pooper there. Poop. There you go, buddy. Go get him, Tiger. FISA has been restored, and Johnson, who everybody talks about being an amazing Christian, an amazing man, an amazing leader, and all this other stuff, he propagandized for this re-up of the FISA. Have you heard about Fassenbacher? Can the registered Republican Baltimore County voters do to interview with you? Tim Fassenbacher was on my show just a couple weeks ago. I can have him back on again, Martez, if you'd like. Maurice, I could do that. Moritz. I'm screwing that name up. How about Maurice? I know the second name, Maurice Berger and family. Yeah, I could definitely have him back on. So I love Tim. Tim's a great guy. I've interviewed him years ago. He was one of my very, very first candidates on the show. And anyway, so this is how we, I know him. So anyway, if he wants back on, sorry, I was reading something else from the Flynn camp. So I was, sorry, I was apologizing for that. Carrie Heiserman, good to see you. Edward, good to see you as well. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of the show. Let's see what you guys have got going on here, what you guys have been talking about. Friday, Carrie Heiserman says it's Friday. So he's all excited about Friday. You know, Friday, Friday, dun, 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 dun. Oh, that's not the same song. Friday, Friday. Oh, it's Monday, Monday. I thought that was that song. All right, Ken, good to see you. I'm not collecting everybody's comments for some reason, but good to see you, Ken. Thank you so much. The old-fashioned way to get stoned. Which one was that? What did I miss there, Carrie? Or Ken, sorry about that. Anyway, wow, I am way off on all of my comments here. Silver's up $30 an ounce today, then tumbled soon after to about $28 an ounce. Yeah, gold was up over $2,400 an ounce. Looks to be it'll be $25 by Monday. We are seeing some huge moves in that area. And so just be mindful that there are things telling you what your dollar is worth and telling you what your country is doing and how good it is. And one of them will be when the silver goes off the chain. You said throwing rocks at people to kill them. Oh, yeah, definitely, Ken. I'm sorry about that. That was the beginning of the analogies. So let me go back to Edward says, Happy Friday, Americans. Hi to Friday, American, Patriot brothers and sisters. I guess I'm supposed to, you really spelled it, like I got to say it with an accent here. So anyway, so my goings on between my two brains, what I say into this microphone, what I say into this phone, what I type in my emails, what I comment with memes and the comments below the memes that I put and the likes and the thumbs ups and the hearts and the frowny faces and all the things out there. My government still feels it's necessary to be able to look back in at America and make sure that we hold those Americans that may be trying to kill. Their example, by the way, the Republicans' example is, sir, Mr. Speaker, wouldn't you want to know if your life was in danger and if we were able to continue with this FISA experiment? We didn't use experiment. Use it worth this fire this FISA thing. Then we would know when you were going to be executed, and we'd be able to stop that from the terrorist. My question to you then, guys, is how'd that work out for President Trump? Hey, Lindsay, good to see you. So if it was such a good thing to have these FISA warrants going on, these FISA things happening, then why did we end up finding out about how Trump had been spied on all along? And that's how they were able to gain access to certain information and those kind of things across the board. How'd that FISA thing work out for us in 2016? Listen to me. It is 2024. 2016. Let's go with the word 16 and go with the word 24, which is a hyphenated 20 and 4. I guess. I don't know. Why not? That's 8 years. 8 years ago, we knew this was a pile of crap, that we should not be having this as a part of our country, where we're using the spying apparatus of our federal government and all the weight of the 20-some different intelligence agencies in our government. We knew 8 years ago when Trump said they spied on me, and he told us in the very beginning of all of this, and we didn't listen to him. And 8 years later, Johnson today was sitting there pounding his chest in victory as a silverback gorilla. Rah! I Taiwan. Arr! For the safety of America, we can spy on Americans. Safety, 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 safety. But you guys are all happy about this, right? We all want to have this conversation that everything's hunky-dory and fine and, you know, fine and dandy, right? That Mr. Johnson and all the government employees, by the way, parts of their reasoning why FISA is absolutely necessary.
I don't even know how to.
They use the analogy of, if you were going to be executed, Mr. Speaker, wouldn't you want us to know because of the terrorists? But they were using the fear analogy that there will be things going on in our shores, in our country, that we won't be able to monitor and be able to track. Edward, good to see you over on Twitter. Thank you so much for being there. By the way, Twitter numbers today, if you guys are all interested, we are at 3287. So we've lost one from yesterday, but I did have three new follows today. So I had three new follows, but I'm down one. So that means they took four away. Good job, Twitter. You guys are dummies. Elon Musk, I don't get it, bro. I don't get it. You're over here pounding your chest about freedoms and liberties in Brazil, talking about carrying water for those folks, but where am I? Where am I? Where am I on that whole list of things there? Guess I didn't make the cut, huh? Shame on you. But anyway, they talk about the FISA warrant as if a FISA process, or what it is it's so necessary. Well, why? Well, maybe there's a problem with some of the people you've been letting into our borders. How about we go with that math first? How about we go with the fact that we have a math problem with everybody you've been bringing in to our country, that maybe we do need to worry about who is talking and saying and conspiring and black swanning us? Or is our government agencies that are, quote-unquote, monitoring those things, monitoring so that they can make sure that they are moving things in the right direction, just like our little FBI guy on his hidden camera interview about Alex Jones. You know, you get a little nudge, you get a little nudge, you get a little nudge, get a little nudge in your heart, get a little nudge. No, that's not the same song, is it? It's completely different. There's a lot of things about what we're seeing in the world around us and what we think is necessary and think okay and all this other stuff. Guys, we are getting screwed over at just all kinds of ways. And this whole FISA warrant thing is really not sitting well with me. I don't know why there are people out there that are celebrating this. There were cheers on the House floor. There were people debating and pushing and prodding to make sure to get this done the way that they want to get it done. And, oh, it's going to be great. And I love how Crenshaw got his amendment put in there, but yet Crenshaw is one of the outlanders of Republicans and even Democrats at this point. There's not very many people that believe in Crenshaw and his little busted eye. Sad part of it is that I was a Crenshaw fan in the beginning because I thought that he was going to be the right guy. And, you know, time will tell, and it did. And I don't know where he put his Peter, and I don't care, and I don't really want to know. But at the end of the day, somewhere, someone on and along the line got a hold of him. Ken says, you mean Crenshaw, you mean eye patch McCain? Yeah, yeah. And guys, I know guys in the military, and I know a lot of people have done a lot of great things for the military and did things for their country, but I have never seen so many turncoats in all my life as I have in the Congress and the congressional halls, whatever you want to call it, whatever stately name you want to make it sound like. The more I wake up, the more I'm so disappointed being alive. Started waking up in 2015. It's been so hard. Sarah, I agree with you. I mean, absolutely agree with you. It has been torture to have gone through all these things and watched all these things. Now, I I actually had this very conversation this morning with a gentleman at coffee. And when I was talking to him about it, it's, I really kind of walked him back through, you know, in 2014, you never would have thought in 100 years, you wouldn't put $100 in 2014 on Trump running for president in 2016. You would have never said that he would either run, or you would not have put even $100 on him winning the election. And yet, we all believed, we all saw it, we saw that the things going on, then we started waking up to a few things, fake news, fake news, fake news, and that was about the era we went from political correctness to the LGBTQ, here comes the Antifa, here comes the Black Lives Matter, not Bureau of Land Management. If you look up Bureau of Land Management articles, you will find out that the Bureau of Land Management has been horrific to our farmers and our ranchers, and it is absolutely horrific about that. Ken says, no way, that has all the markings of the greatest comeback story. Battle fatigue, you know, is real. Have faith. We have God on our side. There you go. There you go, Ken. Now, in 2014, if I had said put $100 on Trump winning the presidency, like, I'm not throwing $100 at that. Ain't going to happen. Trump's not a politician. He's not in this. He ain't going to win it. But then Russia comes along and they get in the way of the big cheat machine, which tells me that there was probably a greater communication between Trump and the White Hats and also Russia and China. Guys, I do believe this has been the greatest long game setup that we're not ready for. We don't have the stick-to-itiveness to be able to stick it out to say, okay, yeah, well, we're going to wait for the big plan to come together. But we were fatigued. We were tired. We were tired back then. But then if I would have said that we would have found out that there was going to be some great big virus in 2016, there's going to be a great big virus that's going to come along, and we're going to shut the whole economy down. You guys have been like, no way, man. There's no way it's going to happen. They're going to shut the economy down. America strong. You know, we got it, boy. We got it. But even this week, we found out that Jerome Powell was actually working his way through the halls of legislation and through the Federal Reserve to crush the economy under Trump's command. So imagine if we didn't have a Federal Reserve agent working against Trump. What if we didn't have FBI agents, NSA, CIA, and other government agencies, intelligence agencies going out there after Alex Jones, but actually was going after the real criminals? What would it look like if we had those things? But see, here's the thing is, I could tell you these things to be real now. I could tell you these things are honest now, and you believe all these things because you've seen it. But you become stronger than those things. When back when those things were coming at you, you felt weak and feeble. You felt like you had nothing to stand against. You weren't able to stand on your own two feet. But here we are. You live through the hysteria and the of the 2016 election. Remember that? The crying, the wailing, the gnashing of teeth. Then we had the vagina-wearing hat ladies go out and say, my vagina roars, which was obviously super attractive. And boy, the marriages that happened right after that, they were not happening. Sad, sad day. I mean, gosh, who wouldn't want a woman wearing a vagina on her head yelling, my vagina roars? Anyway, so then we got Antifa, and then we got, you know, we had George Floyd, and then here comes, you know, Black Lives Matter. They just happen to be on stage left. Anybody ready for some rioting and looting and things and tearing down the cities and making billions of dollars destruction so that we can't stay on top of things? All right, go. So then that happened. But we couldn't live through that either. We couldn't live through the fear. We couldn't live through all of those things. We couldn't live through those things. We could not be any better. We couldn't get there. But then here we are. And those things seem like a distant memory that, you know what, bring those Black Lives Matters on again. Let's do it. I got some words for you. How about the Me Too movement where all the women were out there saying, anytime a woman says anything about a man, you make sure and report it, and that man gets hung before pretrial. He gets hung in the court of public opinion, and he will never, ever recover from that because women are to be heard. unless you're talking about them women over at Epstein's Island, then you're just kind of full of crap, man. You're barking up the wrong tree because obviously, you know. Huh? Wait, I thought we were supposed to believe women. I thought children were precious. I thought we're mad about abortions. We're mad because we can't have abortions when we want. Abortions on demand for everybody. You get an abortion and I get an abortion and you're got an abortion and we're all getting abortions. So we spent all day yesterday working on the abortion pill that actually tears the baby out of the woman's body, and she expected to be like just so going in there and taking a morning pee. And doesn't realize that her body is now going to go into convulsions to tear apart a human body out of your body and do all kinds of things. That was yesterday. That's cool. But yet, over a year ago, we had said, hey, by the way, individual state rights supersede the federal government. And if you want to deal with abortion, deal with it at the state level. It's not a federal issue. This is a state level issue. Thank you, Supreme Court, for doing your job. Kinda. But back in 2018, we were dealing with George Floyd and we were dealing with all these horrific things and all these things, but we were finding out about the FISA warrants at the same time. And then we were going into 2019, and boy, here comes the election year of things. And we hear these whispers of things of that there was a fart in the wind. There's a fart in the wind that's going to kill you guys. It's called coronavirus. It's the Mexican beer flu that will kill you all. The Mexican beer flu that you need to be put on a ventilator for. We need to shut down the Ford and Chevy and Ram, Dodge trucks and cars, and we need to get BMW online here and Volkswagen. We got to start building so many ventilators. You guys want ventilators? Fine, here's 1 million ventilators. Oh, the million's not enough? Here's 10 million ventilators. Oh, 10 million's not enough? Here's 100 million ventilators. Is that enough for you to quit whining? See, I don't think you guys realize, and I will say this about Trump, and this is one thing I look at him and I see a lot of dad in him. And a lot of people didn't have a dad, and I didn't have a dad either, but I got to be dad to four great kids. I got to be dad to four kids, three daughters who taught me how dirty girls really are and how they don't keep themselves clean and their stuff isn't orderly like it should be on inspection day. And then I had my son, and I enjoy them all. But I will tell you right now that as a dad, oh, you want cereal? You think cereal is the greatest thing ever? That's all you're going to eat? Well, then that's all you're eating for the rest of the week. You don't get to eat anything else. You want cereal? Oh, you want to whine and cry because this you think you got to be, you're going to do, this is where you need to be, right? This is the bridge you're going to burn, man. All right, you're eating cereal every single meal for the entire week. You want ventilators? You want a vaccine? You think these things are amazing? Here you go. My child, who is 18 years old as of now, and I'm speaking in the now terms, Barron Trump, has never been vaccinated, knows five languages, and is a chess master. But don't worry about all those things. Don't worry about the fact that I've actually literally watched an interview the other day about Barron Trump hanging out with grown-ass men and holding his own, absolutely, as a grown-ass man, not acting like a millennial, not acting like anything, but that kid's got his head on his shoulders. Humorous, very, very funny, very knowledgeable, and will hold his ground when given crap. Now, so the same man in 2019 who said, you guys want this, you guys want that, going into 2020 goes, oh, really? You want a vaccine? Bet. Everybody gets $1 billion. That's what you said you need? Here's your $1 billion. Give us the vaccine because these people are going to die unless they got it. You want vaccines? Here you go. Merry Christmas. But they drug those vaccine rapid. Remember the whole light speed, dark speed, whatever the, you know, we're going to get it done in a minute. I actually have, and I wish I had it here with me. I actually have the clipping of the email of the Moderna COVID-19 email from Fort Riley, Kansas. I told you guys I've been looking for it for a long time. I actually ran into the lady this week. I actually was able to find the lady. I'm super excited. In fact, her card is upstairs. I don't know why I don't have it down here on my desk. But they were doing these trials in 2014 on the Moderna vaccine, the mRNA Moderna COVID vaccine. Yes, 2014. That is how many years? 6 years prior to them releasing it. 6 years. That's 2 years into Obama's presidency. Are you following? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Do you know why this was released? Because it was in the guy's divorce documentation. His medical stuff was admitted in the divorce hearings, and it's public record. They already had it. He knew they already had it. He knew that's what they were waiting to do. He knew there were people that wanted this, and he knew they would do everything they could to shut this world down unless he was willing to release it. And guys, there's conversations that he had that you don't want to hear about and you don't want to talk about, you don't want to go through. But you lived through it. You lived through your president releasing it. And by the way, they release it the day after the election. Why? Because that's how they play. That's the games they do. That's what they do here. That's how they do these things. Susan, thank you so much for being here. Oh, warp speed, Lindsay said. Thank you for that. So when we talk about those, we lived through that as well. We lived through the fart in the wind when everybody stayed home, and I literally felt like I had to be so damn brave just to leave my house purposely day after day after day after day just to show people you can leave your house without dying. And I wasn't taking HCQ, and I wasn't taking ivermectin, and I wasn't taking care of myself, and I wasn't even close to as healthy as I am now, and I still did not fear what billions of people feared on this globe. Billions of people feared that the fart in the wind somehow covered the Indian Ocean and covered the Pacific Ocean and went to Australia and went to New Zealand and went to China and all these other areas, when all it was your own hysteria, the grip of the mind. And we didn't have to live those things. We didn't have to live that way, but we did. We lived in fear, and it made them powerful. And you didn't think you were going to live through that, but you did. And then in November, I exclaimed, in December, I exclaimed, and in January, I exclaimed that Pence has the opportunity to do it right, that he should then reject those ballots to have them go back and recount at the state level to say, House of Representatives, please engage your legislators. House reps, please give me one vote for each state. But he took the silver instead. He took the coin instead. I got one right here. I got a challenge coin. I don't think this is, this is from Wheels Through Time. It's actually a really cool motorcycle place. The guy actually who started it, he died, and his son has continued it on. Super cool place in North Carolina. Anyway, but we all saw the video of Pence taking the coin. We saw him getting that little handshake of that little memento of that moment. See, they didn't give it to him because they didn't trust him. They didn't trust Pence, and so they kept their little toy, their little prize, their little claim to fame until the moment he did the right thing. And then he gave away his soul for those 30 pieces of silver. Little challenge coin, whatever it was, whatever that was, whatever cool kids club that coin got him into, I hope it was enough. Too bad he didn't run for president. Oh, wait, I thought he did. Did he run for president? He was going to run for president or something like that. Crazy kid. I was an armed guard, and I didn't stay home. I didn't wear a mask and didn't get a jab. I was within 3 feet of at least 40 people a day. Never got it. Susan Bly. That's absolutely right, Susan. Ken, he says, I never wore a mask during the pandemic. People of LA hated me. Well, again, fear is an amazing motivator, right? That's how we do things. We live in fear. But see, then January 6th comes along and all these insurrectionist things happen, and we're like, this is so confusing because it wasn't what it was, and they're making it sound like it's something horrific, and I was there to watch it, and it didn't look like what they were saying. It wasn't that at all. And I took a picture of the Buffalo guy an hour after Trump got through speaking. I took a picture of another guy who had a Senate coaster in his hand. At the exact same time, I took pictures of paid actors that were playing police officers. But I lived through it, and I got back, and I lost 80,000 people on Twitter, which I still have never been able to regain any of those numbers. So as we lived through all that, we lived through it, right? And then we got to watch, and I did a show on 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I guess, not quite 4 years ago, 3 years ago in January, I did a show, a live show, as I went through the film, going back and forth, showing people appear and disappear and shoes changing colors. And I said, what about this angle? And why is the sun here and it's not here? And the exact same shot, I mean, it was just different shots, the exact same time. And we're talking like, okay, this is, you know, 12 minutes, 34 seconds. This is the angle. And 12 minutes, 35 seconds, this is the other angle. And the sun suddenly appears and has been, again, guys, this is the fallacy, and I watched that, and I lived through that, and you lived through it. Because they insisted on making sure to keep up appearances, to let you know that the White House has a stage, a sound stage, so that there's better access to the media. That was their words, not mine. Then we see the whole thing where Robinette Biden gets to be flown in by a private jet. He's not picked up in Air Force One, but yet Trump takes Air Force One back to Florida. And then we have the discrepancy of where we believe or we don't believe that there was a right amount of cannons launched on the day of his inauguration. And some people will say, well, it was inclement weather, but yet there was sun shining on the inauguration. So was there inclement weather or there wasn't inclement weather? And when does it matter when you fire off a cannon, whether it was raining or not? Because cannons don't care. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier doesn't care if it's raining, snowing, or even a hurricane. But we lived through that. And we continue to find out about Robinette having sex with his daughter, according to her diaries. We found out about Hunter Biden's laptop back way back and a long, long time ago, back in the 2020 election. I had Rudy Giuliani on the show, and he told me all about it while he was out Halloweening with his grandkids. He was out doing the Halloween thing. He was on the phone with me on the radio station on a Saturday night, and I wrote the poem, Say Her Name, in October of 2020. And the 2020 election came along, and we lived through that. We lived through the inauguration. We lived through the Hunter Biden laptop. We lived through the all these things, and then we lived through the humiliation of hearing that he's letting the border wide open, and he's allowing all this LGBTQ, and then suddenly we've got some dude doing TikToks, a bald dude with a mustache and lipstick on, wearing a woman's dress. We're watching that happen because that's okay. But wait, then we got one of their aides is going to stealing luggage. And then we got another one that's okay. And then we just keep going on and on. And then we win control of the House. We're given a little morsel of, oh, let's keep the people quiet. We'll let them win the House, but not the Senate. We'll make it that we got it by one in the Senate. We'll give them the quote unquote majority in the House, and they can play House for a while. And we've been doing that for about 18 months. And we've been very, very, very disappointed because McCarthy was a piece of crap. And so is Johnson. And then we're gonna impeach Biden. We're gonna impeach Harris. We're gonna impeach Mayorkas. We're gonna impeach this. We're gonna impeach that. We're gonna Melissa, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. And we lived through all that. And the sad part of it is, guys, and the only thing I'm gonna give you at the end of this is one is that you are so amazing and so adaptive, and you are so strong and you're so resilient. But don't lean on resiliency and all this other stuff when in reality you have a greater problem. See, your resiliency, your strength, your ability to be amazing, in which I am so impressed with all of you guys and all the things that you have done. You guys have been great. You've donated to the show. You've showed up. You've met me at events. I mean, Ken, you've been one of the best followers out there. You really have. You've put in the work. But the sad part of it is that because you're so resilient, because you're so amazing, they can continue to abuse you, and you say, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" They continue to overtax you. They continue to overspend. They continue to abuse you. They continue to take away the freedom of your thoughts. And you're so damn resilient. You're so amazing and so adaptive that you will continue to live under the pressures that are so inhumane. And you don't deserve it. You don't deserve the abuse. You don't deserve FISA. You don't deserve being spied on. You don't deserve wondering whether your elections are free or fair. You don't deserve to have your currency manipulated so you're always on this constant hamster wheel of just trying to get ahead and just get enough and just trying to get there. Consumptive financing. They give you something that is decreasing in value, and you're trying to pay it off with the same decreasing value currency. Are you a lunatic? We have to be proud of ourselves. We have to be patting ourselves on the back of how amazing we actually have been through this whole thing. All the shit that we're willing to put up with. But by God, listen to me, folks. Listen to me. You can break open your Bible. You can get out your little, you know, learner's version of what defines the Bible, the study Bible. Righteous indignation. When you have been purposely wronged, it is your duty, according to the Bible, whether you want to believe in the Bible, the Quran, or the whatever, the Jewish, I mean, whatever you want. I don't care what you want to go with the Book of Mormon. Let's go with that one. How about the Latter-day Saints? You got anything different over there? But if you look up righteous indignation, it tells you that you should be getting your pound of flesh. You're so tolerant, but you're told you're intolerant. You're so amazing, but you're told you're a racist and a bigot and a xenophobe and a homophobe and a letterphobe and another phobe that and a phobe of this and a phobe. I'm a phobe of a phobe. I'm afraid of being a phobe. Phobe. I don't know if that's a thing or not, but I'm afraid of being afraid of or against something. I'm afraid of being against something. Is that a phobia? I have a phobia about having phobias I shouldn't have. Oh, God. Guys, you're amazing. You're brilliant. You have fought and overcome. You figured out how to make masks look like you don't have a mask on. You figured out how to get, you know, fake injection cards. And you got to figure out how to get your this and your that and the da 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 da. You got everything. You figured it out. You got medical exemptions for vaccines. You've got homeschooling. You've got all these things because you're so damn amazing. And they're still trying to outsmart you and hold you back. And you're still like, yeah, bet, I got it. Lindsay says, FUPA. No, I don't think FUPA would be the right thing there, so... We have to be proud of ourselves. Like I said, break your arm, patting yourself on the back. Nobody else is doing it for you, dummy. No one else. Don't get looking around going, man, I wonder when it's going to happen. Oh, Ken says he's a fupaphobe. Oh, wow. I don't, Ken, that's a very racist of you or insensitive. Or, Boy, you sure don't know how to respect the FUPA crowd. Anyway, you guys are great, though. You guys are killing it. Listen to all the things I just gave you in the last 6, 7, 8 years. 10 years ago, you said you couldn't believe that Trump could ever be president or run for president. And next thing you know, you're living through viruses that are kill you on contact. Oh, I got the virus. I've been dying. No, nobody died that way. Nobody. I even listened to, listen to me. I even listened to the FDA director yesterday. I didn't get to say this on the show. Yesterday on the show, the FDA director did say that the doctors that were the emergency surgeons that he knew told him stories of the trucks that were backing up because there were so many dead bodies, they had to put them in freezer trucks. He literally said that yesterday. What world does this MF-er live on? What the are you talking about? We debunked that. We found it out. We told you it was all a lie and it was all BS. And all he did was repeat a talking narrative from the World Health Organization, the WHO, the WEF, the UN, and CNN. Guys, you lived through that. And they're still trying, even as of yesterday, the FDA director, the guy who's supposed to be making sure that our water doesn't have chemicals in it. Oh, no, it doesn't. It doesn't have bio, like, poopy in it. It doesn't have any bio stuff, but it has chemicals in it. Pipe cleaner, estrogen, antidepressants, I don't know, whatever else your neighbor's taking that they're putting into their pee and then flushing it down the toilet, the Lipitors and the insulins and all the other stuff. But that guy, the guy who's supposed to make sure... Is this water got fluoride? Because I don't want to lose my teeth. Liars. Ah, now that is some non-chemical water right there, guys. Dasani is Coca-Cola. Don't be drinking that stuff. So this guy got up and talked about misinformation that the FDA is trying to fight, and the first thing that out of his pie hole is, did you know that they were putting freezers outside of emergency rooms because people were dying so fast they couldn't get rid of the bodies? Then why didn't we have a backlog at the funeral homes? Were they just that efficient? Why weren't the morticians like going, oh my gosh, we've never had so many bodies in here. We just can't do it. Oh, Susan Blago's bowl cleaner, fabric softener. Oh yeah. What about your oven cleaners? What about the degreasers you put down the sink? What about the Drano's, the, you know, sulfuric acids of life? Jim's water is copper toned. Well, I would believe that. I do believe that that's a factual statement there. I thought the freezers were for the nurses' ice cream parties after the TikTok dance videos. Ken, you weren't supposed to tell anybody. God dang it, Ken. You just can't keep a secret. Ken, you're supposed to, on the ice cream sandwich, eh? No sandwich in name and a. We know. We don't have any sandwiches in the freezers out here. Those are dead bodies. Don't open the door. What if it was just like a nightclub in there and they're all... Think? What if the motor on the end was just a generator, you know, yeah, to keep the place cool, but also they got the lights and the smoke machine going? No? Got that? No, all right. Just me. Ah, water. They keep repeating the debunked lies for the benefit of those who are still clueless and detached from reality. That's John Kennedy. Very good, John. All the hormones in food and water are making people not know their genders. Well, Melissa, that's why I drink this here fine quality H2O right here. It's what I do the best, boy. I'm the water boy, and I get the best for the high quality H2O right here. Right there, I'll tell you right there. I'm going to tell you what. I've never once wondered whether I was a woman or not. I'm serious. I mean... I've lived through some stuff, and I've lived through a lot of things, and I've had to deal with a lot of stuff, and blah, 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 stuff, word, say the stuff word a lot, stuff. I have never thought about whether I was a dude or not. I wanted to be an airline pilot. That's what the one. If I was going to have my dream job, I would have been an airline pilot. I love flying planes. I love flying planes. But I never once thought of myself as an airplane. And I never thought that maybe, just maybe, I needed to figure out how to cut my ding-a-ling off. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you know, I as a coach, as a football player, wrestler, high school track, father, I've been hitting the Jimmy before. And I will tell you what, I can't imagine just having that thing gone. The phantom pains I would have. People talk about have phantom pains if you, like, lose a finger. You know, you got like, oh, man, that finger still itches right there on the end of it. Boy, I tell you what. I can't imagine what would you, like, where would you do? And as a guy, aren't we the ones that are kind of always kind of, you know, wasn't that what Ted Bundy? Al Bundy on Married with Children? Didn't he always have his hand down his pants? What do you do after that? Well, what would Ted Bundy do if, or Ted Bundy, Al Bundy, God, wrong guy. Al Bundy, what would Al Bundy be doing in that show? You know, he'd be like, oh, hey, I don't have a thing, so what do I do with my hand now? That kind of rewrites the show, doesn't it? Guys, I know I'm being facetious here. I'm just putting a lot of things out there just to kind of, you know, have that conversation. But I will tell you this, guys, there's so much that we could learn from ourselves. But we got to quit being the victims when we are so powerful that they are spending trillions of dollars every year to control you, to manipulate you, to devalue your currency. They are spending trillions of dollars every year to control you guys, and you dummies will not comply. So why don't you just stand up in your power, stand up in who you are, say no. Dogs, kids, and government need to be told no often because it makes them better. So why don't we right now, why don't we today just say no?
Just start out with a little no.
Did you know that the requirement to stop at a stoplight does not say you stay there till it turns green? So learn your power. It says, the law says you're to stop at the stoplight. It does not say stay there till it turns green or a yellow or someone motions you with a badge and a gun to move through the intersection. But you don't know that. You don't know your own power. But you sit there and burn gas at stoplights like you've got nothing else better to do with your life while there's no other traffic in the neighborhood. You guys sit there and do the three count to 15, 19, 2, 9 million times. Why? Why do you sit there for 5 minutes at a red light and there's no other traffic? It is not required by law to sit there till it turns green. Look up your own state laws. Look up red light law. Look it up. But you don't even know that. I had to tell you that. Why did I know that? Because I got tired of sitting at red lights going, is this necessary? And I'm like, oh, it's not. So I changed my life. I used mineralizing toothpaste, and I learned just a couple weeks ago finally to be able to swallow the mineralized toothpaste because I had built up a programming in me, and I continued to do the same thing over and over again I had done for 51 years. And I had to undo the programming. Undo the programming, folks. Pull the plug. Walk away. Because they're watching you anyway, and so you might as well make it interesting. You might as well make it fascinating. While they're watching you, while your little FBI guy is watching you, give them something to watch. Give them something to watch. Give them something to worry about. And if we all stood up, can they watch us all? If we all had showed up to January 6th, like we should have, if the million people sitting in the mall would have bothered to show up in force to the Capitol building on January 6th, would Pence have taken the 30 pieces of silver? Or would he have done the right thing? When you abandon your post, Mr. Pence, when you abandon your post, Miss Nancy Pelosi, same person. When you abandon your post and you run for the hills, Mr. Mitch McConnell, when you are not willing to stand your post, you have abandoned your post and it should have been replaced at that moment. It is part of your duty to stand your post. Yet we don't talk that way. We are not enforcing it that way. We don't know our own contract with our own government. Same thing with all the ID numbers they assign us. Oh, yeah. By the way, guys, it is required now to be a part of, if you have a contract with, listen to me here. If you have a if you're a doctor and you have a contract with Medicare or Medicaid, or you're a dentist, you're required to have all of your dental records digitized and given access to the government. Did you know that? That if a doctor receives Medicaid or Medicare or TRICARE, government insurance of any kind, they are required to give access to the government to all of your records because they have to make sure that you're not billing anybody differently than the government. They have to make sure that you're not billing anybody inappropriately. And if there's any other patterns they may see, so they could recognize you billing Medicaid and Medicare or TRICARE inappropriately. By the way, the insurance companies require the same thing. The insurance companies know exactly how many times you're seeing the doctor, whether you're billing, being billed or not, through insurance or through the government. They all get to see your stuff. Guys, there's nothing that you're doing from your medical to your financial to your spiritual to me right now that isn't being monitored. So why don't you give them something to watch? Why don't you give them something to be amazed by? You guys are already amazing. Just stand up in your own power and stand a post. Stand up for freedoms and liberties until those that can't do. Be the person that stands in the gap until those that have not been able to fight do join the fight. It's part of my poem. Guys, you are everything you need to be. You're already it. You want to give to the Jim Price Show? You can already do it. The only thing that holds you back is you. You guys want to order shirts? Order shirts. You guys want mushrooms? Order mushrooms. If you guys want My Daily Naturals, order My Daily Naturals. Do not hide. Do not give excuses. Do not delay living life. Break the programming. If you guys want to talk about iodine, I'm your guy. On Monday night at 7 p.m. Central, when we're going to start doing these regular, I think. I'm going to try to do this regularly. When I do these things, you guys want to talk about iodine, I'll tell you about iodine for 2 hours, 3 hours. I'll do it. It's amazing stuff. But let's break those patterns. Let's elevate this show. Let's elevate you. Let's get all of us getting in the right direction and saying, you know what? We've had enough of your games. We're tired of paying for it. You guys don't know how to spend $1 trillion. We got this. Federal government, you guys need to go away. We're done. We're out. We're done. No more federal government. Guys, with federal government went away, would you really miss them? Because we do have National Guard and we do have, you know, I mean, what do we need here? You have the State Guard and the National Guard. I mean, really, we got it. Guys, we don't need anybody. There was 800,000 hunting licenses issued in Minnesota. And I think that number is a little low, but 800,000 hunting licenses issued to licensed gun owners in Minnesota alone. Do we need a federal government? Do we need federal protection from anything? Do we need bases in Bagra? Do we need bases in Germany? Do we need bases in Japan? Do we need bases everywhere across this globe? No. Bring our boys home. Let's figure out how to do it around here. Let's hang out around here for a while. Let's do cool shit around here. Or is that quid pro quo? Sarah says, I was one of them in Minnesota. I don't think Minnesota doesn't sound like that. I can't get to that accent right now. But anyway, you probably I had me a hunting license, eh? I don't know. It's horrible. Sorry. Anyway, Sarah, thank you for that. I appreciate it. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. It's been fantastic with you guys today. Listen, you guys are the answer. Never, ever hold back because you guys don't have a reason to. It's your government. It's your contract. It's your world. It's your life. It's your life. Quit living in fear. Quit living in denial because it's not just a river in the Amazon, right? Or in Egypt, sorry. I was thinking of the Amazon River in the Amazon. Anyway, guys, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy each other. Every one of you guys should be friends with each other on Facebook. I should be able to go to John Kennedy's and see at least 35, at least the people that are on these chats like this constantly. You guys should all be each other's friends. Absolutely. This is how we do it, guys. We bind together. We join together. Go to Twitter. Go to Clout Hub. Get a Clout Hub account, clouthub.com, CLOUTHUB. Go get a Clout Hub. Get over there on Clout Hub. Do the right thing. Be a part of that. Go to thejimpriceshow.com, buy a t-shirt. So Edward says he's going to go buy a Jim Price Show t-shirt. Guys, just be the answer out there. Change something this weekend. You know, start brushing with the opposite hand. Brush your teeth with the opposite hand. That's simple. Put your shoes on differently. I don't know, walk around with your shirt off. I mean, guys, we won't complain if the girls do. I'm telling you right now, if girls start walking around with a shirt on, I don't know. I don't know if any dude's going to be like, hey,
put the shirt back on.
We're all being honest here, guys. We're not going to complain. Just do something different, guys. I don't know what it's going to be for you, but change those patterns. Be the difference makers out there. All right? All right, remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. Don't make promises I can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer. Never, ever let the government tell you what to do because the government is under you. The government does not have authority over you. The Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. Remember these things. Constantly, always, always do the right thing and be the right people. Standing up for freedoms and liberties. That's how we win this thing. All right, guys. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys love good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye-bye.